is I was returning your call.
Oh, thanks so much for getting back in touch with me. I've been trying to catch you for a couple days. Your name had actually been referred to us. We've been working on a new hospitalist position, and your name has come up twice, and I understand that you've been in dermatology lately, so I didn't know if it was because you had an interest in hospitalist work or maybe if you're just well-connected, so I wanted to reach out to you personally.
Oh, I am. Yeah, I've only done derm since school for 12 years. So.
That's great. That's great.
Where are y'all looking?
Down in the Aiken area. Are you familiar?
Aiken, South Carolina?
That's right.
Yes, only because I went to Clemson, but I don't.
Okay.
I live in Georgia. I don't have anybody I can send to you. Are you a recruiter?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sorry, I didn't know how much of the message they gave over to you. I'm a recruiter. I specialize in PAs. I'm actually locally based here in Charleston, South Carolina, and we've been working with for a couple of years now. Actually, their hospitalist program, I've placed about half of them, and they just decided they're going to bring on one extra physician in November. But one thing they like to do is they always want to bring their physician assistant on board before they bring the physician in, because that way, you know, there's not that weird relationship like, you know, you're kind of his assistant. They really like their PAs to operate very autonomously as their own providers. So they always add that PA first, which is why kind of we're doing the hire right now. It's a 7-on-7 off roll, about 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., or 7A to 7P, whichever you prefer. And they see about 12 patients per day on average.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am not interested at the moment. I just had a baby, my second.
Oh.
And I'm in dermatology. I only work 3 days a week, and I live in Georgia. So.
Very good. How old's your little one?
I don't know how. I don't even know of anybody to send you over in Aiken. She's only 6 months old.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, wonderful, wonderful. Is this your first or your second?
Second, yes.
Your second. Oh, wonderful. So you got your hands full then.
Yes, I do. So I can only work a little bit right now.
Okay, no problem. Well, I'll tell you what.
But thanks for reaching out, and if I hear anybody, I'll forward them your information.
Well, you've got my phone number written down there. Again, it's Jason. Just keep in mind, we actually offer a $1,000 referral bonus. So if you're able to connect us ever with someone that we ultimately hire, even if you do so confidentially, we set you up with a check for $1,000. So kind of keep that in the back of your mind, and I'll follow up with an email. That way you have a few bullet points in the position if you want to forward it to any of your colleagues.
What's the best
email to reach out?
What they're all going to ask me, anybody
sure.
I have
and how much is
salary.
It paying?
Yeah,
sure. Well, that's the beauty. This is actually a brand new expansion role, so we're not replacing anybody, so we're not actually tied to any type of compensation plan or anything like that. It's all brand new moving forward stuff. So we probably couldn't take a new graduate for this role just because we just hired two new graduates onto the team. So as long as someone had some experience, we'd be pretty receptive. As long as they had, say, about 2-3 years of good acute care background, we'd bring them on board. Someone on the low end is going to probably come out to be about $90,000 to $95,000. Someone with a little bit more tenure going to expect more about 110, but if we had someone that truly came from a hospitalist program and was accustomed to that type of very autonomous acute care work, we'd probably be looking at right about 120. Again, it's always hard to say based on someone's experience, but you know, we'd have to evaluate. But just to give you an idea, and I know 90 to 120 is a pretty broad range, but just want to show that we're receptive to skill sets right now, but we do need someone with a little bit of experience.
Right. And is there any bonus involved, or is it just
Yeah. Well, they had an RVU bonus package that they used to work under. But as of late, they've scrapped that just because it's a nightmare to keep track of. So the hospitalist group is actually going to start their own program. Not exactly sure how that's going to work out, which is why I don't really quote it when I'm asked that question.
Right.
Just because, you know, if it happens, I think that's going to be great. If it doesn't, I'm not going to be held responsible for it anyway. But even if they do, you know, we talk about some kind of productivity-based bonus, a couple $1,000 here and there. It's 7 days in a row, and then seven days off. Uh-huh.
Okay. Got it.
And their department is undergoing an evaluation this year as well, so they're all going to get an increase in February, which is pretty cool. Our organization has actually been partnering with them to help them with their cost of living analysis and things like that. And then moving forward, every February, they'll have a cost of living analysis done so that they can expect between a 2 and 5% increase on a regular yearly basis, and that'll actually be part of their contract now. So should be a positive thing to make sure that we're at least kind of keeping up with inflation and things of that nature in the very least.
Okay. Well, I will keep your information and let you know, but I am not interested at the moment, so thank you.
No problem. Well, I'm glad we got connected. Congratulations on your little one. I assume you have your hands full, but what I'll do is I'll just drop you an email. I'll give you like 4 or 5 bullets in this position. Like I said, let that sit in your inbox. If you think of someone that you think should hear about it, feel free to forward it on. We'd certainly love to hear from someone, and just keep our referral bonus in the back of your mind. What's the best email address for you?
hotmail.com.
Okay, that's an easy one. Now, let me ask you this. Since you're only working a few days per week, and we really specialize more in full-time permanent stuff, I don't want to just call you, you know, every couple of months with the flavor of the month. Is there anything in particular that stands out to you that you said, well, hey, if you came across this, I'd love to hear about it? Anything like that?
No, pretty much I'm tied to 3 days right now.
Sure, sure. Well, maybe we'll check back with you in a couple of months. If you decide to go full-time then, we can talk in more depth.
Okay.
All right. Nice talking with you, ma'am. Congrats on the little one. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.